Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful. I'm late, about 45 minutes late. Yeah, I'm late, about 45 minutes late. And, you know, I was into something else, and because of my ups and downs, my mind did not get settled down on the show, and I got preoccupied with something, and then time got away from me. Which is just today, right? Then I look up and I say, oh, my, I must get into the show, all right? So, sorry to be late. However, we are here. I want to express to you something that is on my mind right now. I want to announce the invalidation of Christianity. You heard me right. My name is Timothy Aldred. I grew up in church. And during that time, they have not taught me anything of knowledge in church. Right? And this is not something that just pertains to me. It represents the established Christianity church. the Bible, that is the what we call this now, the Bible is, you know, like the catalyst. It is the rule book of Christianity. And therefore, when we discover that the Bible is not certified by any academic association, no, say, civilized academic consultant, no civilized approved scholar. A.D. Anadamani is not scholarship, not civilized scholarship. Sodomite white people, they want to take over the world by using all kinds of paper, piece of paper certificate. And A.D. Anadamani, that has no civilized endorsement at all or affirmation. Everything that exists on the basis of the Bible is invalidated. A.D. Anadamani, the name of Jesus, and monotheism God is invalidated. Whether or not you want to accept it, it doesn't matter to me about what you accept or what you reject. What is of concern is that we only know about a civilized world, not Bible. Bible is not hinged anywhere to civilization. And it's about time people understand that. Christianity is invalidated completely. And anything attached to Christianity. Christianity that, you know, right in front of our eyes, we see them on record when we didn't see it in front of us. But today we can see they're killing civilized people all around the world. And it is taken like, oh, these Sodomite people are ruled. Are the rulers, and they make the laws. What laws on what? What foundation is based on? Sodomite invaders, whoremongers, honest fuckers, Sodom and Gomorrah believers? No. Read the history, the prehistory, and even, let's say, an edition that is recognized as the National Geographic World History. And you don't find anywhere in it any other government is presented beside the ancient government of kingship, where kings write law code for the many, many generations of antiquity. Kingship, government, rule by king. Not no monarch, but kings. Not no queen, but kings. It means let a woman be a king too. That's what it means. We don't see this kind of setting, structure, and form of civilization in the Bible, in the Christian Bible. Where these white people get it from? As a matter of fact, let's go to the root of who are the white people anyway. They call themselves modern people. How did they come to be modern people? Do you know? Before you set your foot back into a church door, hey, you better check what you are believing. And you tell me what class in school taught you when to believe and when to not believe. It means that we are wasting our time here. In the life that we have, we're wasting it because what? We are overshadowed by Sodom and Gomorrah people. So, what do you know as knowledge concerning civilization itself? When did civilization come about on planet Earth? When did the hominid, the first human, when did they come on planet Earth? Do you know? And do you know where they are today, their offspring are today? Do you know? All right, we don't know anything. We do not know anything. And these white people that are standing out there and behaving like they are government and sodomite stuff, it's not civilization. Obama that make law 2015 by what they call Supreme Court. Now, it's the opposite. When they talk about Supreme Court, is the opposite apply? Because these are folks that you'd call fly-by-night heroes that is killing and then present it like it is the Lord of Oaths. And you ever ask yourself where monotheism God come from? Do you know? And more, agape love. Do you know where agape love come from? Two men fucking each other. That's where that term come from. Agape love. It's two men fucking each other. That's what is to endorse things like Obama, sodomite law of 2015. And remember, about 3 months after Obama created the homosexual law, the Pope came and visited America and went and addressed the Senate. Addressed the Senate. The Pope is a sodomite without question. They write 1220 AD on a Domini law to do what? To force African hybrid people to become Christian. Yeah. Yes, he did. That, you're talking about America, but if you read about how the Romans came into Palestine and take over Palestine, you will also know that it's the homosexuals them did it, calling themselves Romans. You know, they didn't want to establish themselves at first in Rome as Romans, but that's where they steal the name Romans from. Now, my friends, open up the book on civilization. And you'll find out these white people don't have a place to lay their head anywhere outside of Europe. None whatsoever. Okay? And the only way that they can continue to rule in any of our territory is to show civilization certificate. Show certificate for civilization and how they are authorized to be a government. No. They are making all this old bunch of fraudulent, claim. But simply because nobody is confronting them with the traditional civilized history and what requires any government to operate. Only one government operate under civilization. Let the white people show us what government they have before 100,000 years ago. And even not so long ago. When did they become a government anyway?
You see what I mean? White people are fucking ass. I mean, sodomites. That's what white people are. Okay? And it doesn't matter what they set up on planet Earth. Let them show the foundation, the precedence for who they are. Both their parent ancestor species. Who are what is the species of the white people? Their parent origin. Where it come from and who they come from and who are they now talking about their modern man? What makes white people modern? Nobody dare question them. I mean, as of long ago, nobody don't raise the questions. We just fall under believing all things. White people are not civilized. They cannot rule anything and rule over civilized people. Therefore, I'm letting you know, whatever is giving you paycheck in the name of AD and Adamani, it's fraud. They're fraudulent. AD and Adamani is fraudulent. And anybody want to question it, I'll give you number right now. Call me and talk to me. 347-850-1358. Call me anytime, my friends. Call me anytime, and we have like a solid hour or so now, 2 minutes, 98 minutes. You can call me and share your knowledge with me, because the knowledge that I have of what I am talking about is not, it is not of prejudice, negative prejudice against white people at all. I have the history of the white people, and it's not in the Bible. For Bible is not history book, as you already know. The time has come to prove what is civilization from what is not. How does civilization come about? How does modern people come about? Cro-Magnon and all kind of crab walk nonsense. Nobody has a hand, an academic certified hand, on what is civilized from what is not. You see what I mean? And, how do you explain that sodomite come to rule the world? Except something happened that, like, everybody has been through the Noah's flood, and hardly anybody is left alive to say what happened. Record of the flood about some 11 to 13 years ago, we have good record of what happened and the people who perish in there from the people who live. We have good record on that. So why 100,000 years we can't have anything to show where white people come from? Why? Well, something really happened, and something that is being covered up, and it you don't hear it talk. You don't hear it talks about in the so-called media of our time. But that thing is not civilized. Then it has no law to sustain itself. You see what I mean? Because civility is what brings forth law and order of society on the ground. You trace the history, that's the way it is. So what these white people are going on with and talk about the Senate and all that, this is something that they set up from, over the last 2,600 years. You see what I mean? And they used a lot of so-called AD and Adamani law to kill our people to be where they are. But we have record to prove it. Okay? So I've been saying these white people don't have no more time to stay in our jurisdiction because they're behaving like kingship never exists. And you know what? I've been saying a few things in this same context, but I think in these words that I have just used about the last 3 or so minutes, I may not have used these exact terms, but mean the same thing. We don't need to be afraid of the white people, because the only reason why they are here today, it is because our people that we know about, like Martin Luther King and Marcus Garvey and others, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, and, you know, Hal Sharpton. I mean, you trace all of these people, and they never brought up the world history record. Now, why do they come out and talk all kind of, you know, all kinds of things, and they never present their basis for what they are talking about that, you know, cast a smear on the white people, whatever they say? And speaking of the one of the most eloquent speaker, Dr. Martin Luther King, you see why at the opening bell right now, Dr. Martin Luther King don't stand a chance to be credited as a good representative for the African people, because he was in the church, and the church is established by the sodomite white people there. How can you be in the church of pure evil and you're going to speak for a people who stand for righteousness? It just don't work. So you see, they all wither and die because they did not represent the Elohim creation of civilization. So these white people use African people to mock the Elohim gods. And today, look, if you see what they write into the World History textbook about the gods, about Abraham, and all of this, they stink up the place and destroy the good sense of civilization. And that's what happened today. Ask anybody out there what is civilization and see if they know. Ask them what's the difference between BC and AD and see if they know. They don't know anything. And if people out there know, why you don't hear some of them, or at least all of them, over these years that we have been growing up as children, why we don't hear nobody talk about it? Well, you know what? It seemed like this is a very special thing to talk about. And it wasn't time yet. It had to run its time. Well, I am here to talk about it. I am here to talk about it. And I have already spoken that white people must leave our territories. They don't have anything at all to show their validity of coming to the African territory. Everywhere we settle down, history shows it took hundreds and thousands of years before they reach here following us and say they have lost rule over us. And they don't rule by king either. They rule by people who are sodomites. So who is ahead? Who are the civilized people? It's us. It's not them. Now, what I'm trying to tell you, anywhere you are and you hear what I'm saying, you can stay there and mumble and jumble. It really depends on the fact that it's coming out of your mouth, coming from the inside of you. What do you know? Not what you believe at all. Not what you believe. And if you ever believe and think it's true, I'll ask you one question. How many classes or class you take in any academic school that taught you to believe and not believe? You take a class? As far as I know, that don't exist. Like my friend, astrophysicist, the other day told me, he says, no, he never took one. And he was shocked when I asked him that he said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're saying. Until I explain what I mean a second time to him. And then he said, oh, you're asking me if I take a class, you know, that teach me what to believe from what not to believe? And then he said, no, I never take no class like that. And the astrophysicist man said, follow up and said, but I don't know what type of class that would be. But you know what happened? The astroman eased out. He would not allow another exchange between he and I, either on the record or off the record. He would not allow that. Now, if I am just a little person that nobody don't know, and I am able to ask an astrophysicist that is known worldwide, you know? So what if I did ask him about the difference between BC and AD? I wonder what the astrophysicist man would tell me. No, I am not supposed to talk above people of higher education because I don't have higher education unless you want to call adult high school higher education. Well, if so be, all right. I'm in the same class. But based on the way I grew up in Jamaica and understand the grading of school, like you have primary and junior secondary and you have some other type of school and you have college and you have university. All right. Now, until I was 27 years of age, I read on the fourth grade level. So now I think most people will know that I wasn't really getting into much of any serious issues. Reading fourth grade level. You know that, right? I am not afraid to say that. But if I come from Jamaica, which is British island of slavery, and I grew up in the post-slavery, you don't need to say anything about me reading on fourth grade level because I was lucky I was reading on fourth grade level. You see what I mean? Look, 100,000 years ago, what white people do to my people, my ancestors back there, then you know what? You shouldn't have eyes to see white people and talk about they are this and that. All of the churches make up all over the place with bricks by them. You know why they were using bricks? They learned that from the Elohim God that created us. Yeah. Because what? They couldn't make bricks at all. from 3.5 million to 4 million years ago, white people didn't know what it is to make bricks. But you can see they make up a lot of brick buildings, let's say in the West Indies. Where they get it from? Get it from the from Middle East turn, you know, areas where, you know, Sumerian, you know, begin to spread, you know, all these things that began to be built up in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Yeah, but they began to talk from the crossing and introgression and miscegenation. Yeah, from there, 100,000 years ago, we are coming from and suffering. I mean suffering from brain deficiency from that time. We were never treated. What did they do? Yes, they rape our people. They impregnate them and get talking babies. That's why you see white people are talking now, and they don't look like hips anymore, because they have overdue interbreeding with the Neanderthals. And today they don't want to say who where the Neanderthals come from. They don't want the world to know that we African people and the Neanderthals are two subgroups in the world history textbook, if you read it. Our species did not come from monkey, because they came lately after the gods were here and clearly had to be one of what they created and use it to mix their blood and created us. We don't come from monkey. African hybrid ethnic people do not originate from monkey. And when did our species came about? The world history textbook said 250,000 years ago. That's all. We don't come from monkey. So when you see these white people talking about their government and stuff like that, this is where they are done for. In the truth, when somebody is not going to be like Dr. Martin Luther King, who is a reverend, and the rest of them that are reverend and talking about, you know, they are into politics to get their party, you know, to become president under the A.D. Anno Domini. How can you go under A.D. Anno Domini? Where can you get kingship underneath that? You won't. So what I am telling you is that the time has come now for these white people to find their, you know, their worthless and civilized self out of our territory altogether, because we have the history to prove that they are ghost-like, sodomite. There's no civilization, coming from these people whatsoever. So when they make up all these mental institutions and criminal institutions and all this kind of stuff and about established health care and all kind of these things, look, they are only covering up themselves with morphing our qualities, African hybrid people qualities, morph our qualities on themselves. Yeah, call themselves seed of Abraham, call themselves Jews, call them, you know, what they call us Jews, and then turn around and say they are Jews and kick us out of our territory and take morph on our character to themselves. That's what they did. Talking about white people who say they are ruling the African people. That's what they did. And if you think now their law is sovereign law and Everybody has got to be under it. It will happen. As long as we don't know. And we look up to them like they are a government. But what determines them? A government. Isn't it the truth of civilized history? Because there's only two type of history that you can find. If there is two, it's only one good history, and that is civilization. And they didn't make civilization. And you read where we are coming from. Their species came about the first. You read about the first human. You know that. I don't need to convince nobody about that. It is white people's ancestors come from the ape, the monkeys. It's not African people. So see how long history point out. Read it in the World History textbook. Okay? And don't fool around, because all it takes is only one tongue to speak the truth for it to be truth. At least one tongue, but not a whole bunch of tongues talking all kind of different stuff. The World History textbook is a standard book that tells us about the past. Bible is not one of them. So where white people stand with the Bible? The Bible is worse than a donkey brain, because donkey braying and making noise is a good noise. Yeah, because you can enjoy the way the sound, the tone of a donkey, you know, or a mule or horse or animal. They are natural sounds that you can like. You can like hear birds chirping, you know, perch there and make this tune like they're singing a song and stuff like that. Listen, white people don't measure up to none of that. White people, the depth of what we must know about white people, they're trying to submerge themselves and to, like I said, morph into our character. But look, you must wise up, because all white people make the world more diversified than anything else. But on a diversified people must become. People must become civilized. And white people are not civilized. You look at them, you may think that they're civilized because you trust in them and what they're saying. But listen, aren't they sodomites? Don't they come to America and make Supreme Court law that says African people are not civilized human beings? Don't they say they are the civilized people? Yeah, they tell African person who Africa sold to them, because what they did 100,000 years ago. Destroy almost, if not all, of our people's brains with the intro breeding, with a wrong toxin, a strange taxonomic people. They come and fuck us and get us to suffer brain damage over the last 100,000 years. And they don't suffer damage because they were trying to become more super creature. And that's what they did with their sexual act. That's what they did. And now behaving like, and write a Bible, write all kind of Anansi story in the Bible, and we believe it. Yeah, so they do all of that to us, and we don't know nothing. Like, someday it wouldn't happen when we are able to read and know exactly what happened. Well, it happened now. Well, let one white Senate man or whatever them is, or president, whatever, let them face me. And they will find out that their end is not near. It is here, because the truth is never going to kneel down to them. Right? So somebody like me, alive, there's nobody out there to change what I say. Because you know why? I'm not lying. And I would not lie because I don't like evil, right? So to sabotage other people and to live off of other people, I don't bond with that nature. I'm not a sodomite seed, right? All we need is to get over the fog. And all these lies that have been fed to us under tragic circumstances. But the time would come when people would know the truth. The time has now come that people, civilized people, will know the truth. You see, and all what these white people are doing, they're digging their own pit. Okay? They are weaving the spider's web. You see? And hatch the cockatrice egg. That's what white people have been doing. And you see, they only think that things are going to go right for them, but they don't understand. They don't have the knowledge of what of their own doing. See, we know as African ethnic people, will we develop after these white people leave us to suffer as slavery? We have better sense to know that if we were going to steal anything, we hide and steal. We don't steal in front of people. You see? But that is what we are doing after they have messed up our brain. I don't say we don't steal under this kind of a dear system that we are under and what they teach us, this generation here. Yeah, of course, of course, of course. And they teach us all of the evil. And we are doing some weird, weird things. And guess what? If you find any African people do these nasty stuff, the first 100,000 years that we developed in Africa, let me know about it. Because I can tell you this. One serious point is that if you see white people do any political thing before 509 BC, let me know. Because the history book that I read shows that they never know nothing about no political behavior never show any knowledge or doing before 509 BC. 509 BC is the first time white people come out of their shell and express their intention to be criminals in a political sense. And back then, you don't hear they say nothing about democracy. But it was yet to come later. Okay? So, white people are taught a bull in a pen. They cannot come out. They cannot come out, my friends. I'm telling you that we are so, my friends, this is the thing that is in season now. The truth is in season, right? And whatever these white people are talking about, they are on a paradigm of AD and Adamani, where nothing they talk about comes from civilization. None whatsoever. Right? Like I tell you, they shove aside everything that is reality, like government and society, and all the things that we began to like spread over the world by the Sumerian 6,000 years ago. These white people behave like, you know, like what you all talking about? You know, we don't worry, we don't care nothing about those kind of stuff that you all talking about. We you know, they care about all the falsehood about Jesus and his father, and none of those things ever happened. Every single thing that white people are using to rule African people never happened. Never happened. And since I'm here writing and saying things, contrasting them with the foolishness and the sodomy, Lord at them writing AD Anno Domini and proving that these things, nobody will even come and like join and say something. It's like it's beyond their head, psychological head. But you know what? The truth is everlasting. And these white people that think that they have something going on, yes, they have something going on, but what is it? It's not civilization. Civilization has been here 450,000 years ago. And listen, civilization has never died. Okay? Civilization is alive. And it only takes people to mature to understand this vast amount of things that need to be accounted for, make distinction of, for it to come out and be represented. If nobody's going to represent it, well, these people who are represented their falsehood and how they make law to kill us, to force us to become false Christian. When I say false Christian, I don't mean it that way, like I said there. I mean the falsehood of Christianity. Because Christianity, they put it out into the world like it's something very interesting and something for people to hold on to. That's not true. Christianity is from these white people. We sleep with dogs and other animals for sex. Their country out there, European country, they have hotel where they sell sex of animal to their own people, their culture. Yeah. Yeah. That's a fact. It was like four of them the last time I checked. And they said one was coming out because they were sorry. They sorry for the animals that they, you know, when they screwed it, the animals may be in pain and nobody can tell, right? So they were going to stop whatever. I don't think that just the problem. I think it is society, civilization is squeezing them, and they taking their time easy now. That's what I think. Because they don't care nothing about animals. So whether animals in pain or not. No. Because they're animals themselves. You see, looking like human beings. What I'm telling you is true. And like I said now, I read and, you know, read fourth grade level until I am age 27. That was when I go into adult school and learn to read a little better than some grades higher than fourth grade level, right? I am a pro-word person, right? I don't have the higher education, like I said all the time. I don't have anything that I am covering up at all, right? I'm in for the truth. And I happen to learn enough to know when somebody's talking the truth. I know what precedent is because I take legal courses. I know a lot of good principles that govern a legal and a civilized society. You can't fool me with that. Because I talked to, babe, you're coming in. Hey, look, if you want some time to chat, you can log in. I missed you the last time. And I was very sorry. But I saw your message and read your message. Okay, I had no way, but I didn't see you like log in where I could get a receipt of the, you know, in the studio. But it's good to see you. And the truth is, my friend, the truth is out. And all someone can do is talk to me. Yes, I'm definitely here. I'm hearing you live. Yeah, there are a lot of, you know, blessings that we are getting. And all it takes is one person to stand up and say the right thing unabashedly, and there is nobody out there for you to blaspheme, like a deity or anything like that, because the truth about the deity begins to overflow when at least one person begins to speak the language of the deity and who they are and who we are. We have their blood, okay? And these white people decide that, oh, they're going to morph, and they're going to cheat us, and we will never survive. That's what they think. But look here. Since I begin to learn the civilized way of polytheism, the God's way of life that they established in civilization on Earth, since they come here 450,000 years ago, anytime anybody get up and begin to talk about that, white people will run from you. Because stand up to the truth. And they have been doing all of what they're doing because the truth is not being spoken. I don't say some truth not spoken. But who have gone to the head of the stream where when the Bible tells you about in the beginning and find out that in the Bible there is no beginning of what it says. God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. That is no beginning whatsoever. And if you should know where the Bible come from, who write it, and all this kind of stuff, you will find out a sodomite. Anybody can pretend and bug you if you don't know. They're talking nonsense. No white people on this planet Earth is civilized. None of them civilized. You see? But they have made up a lot of notions, ideas, to change our civilized knowledge of things. And they have succeeded greatly. But we have to know where they throw a lot of poison in our brain 100,000 years ago. If you don't know that, you will never be able to resolve all the things that white people come and have done and caused the world to be in the shape it's in. One solid thing I want in my life is to learn the truth. And if so long as it is the truth I know and the truth has in it the potency to make me just destroy the uncivilized, evil, sodomite type of world. Say the right thing and dissolve it. I don't me want. I want to know the root of the truth that bring us to where we are by the Elohim God that dredged the four rivers of Africa, that made up the made up the urban civilization. Yes. Beginning in the 4000. In 4000 to 3000, you have things began to happen in the civilized front, whereas the African people were developing in the first 100,000 years, some of them began to like migrate out from Africa and go into the Western world. And that was when something happened. In the second turn of the second 100,000 years, these people that grow up in Africa, the first 100,000 years, they were ready to go outside of Africa and raise up. Well, you know, if you look at this time, this space of time, this second 100,000 years, you see a different picture, because the first picture don't show anything wrong with the African hybrid people, the first 100,000 years. Not a single thing. Now we are ready to go out and reproduce and make a lot of things happen over on planet Earth. And here come the evil. This is what they wrote a Bible and talk about. The devil come into the garden, into Eve and Adam, house or yard, and begin to ask them questions about God. Those questions that you're reading, that serpent asking Eve. You know, if we had good sense, like those of 100,000 years ago, those foolishness, you know, would never, it wouldn't be sold. But those things began to take root and acceptance in African people because of the sexual assault that these white people ancestry did. And that's reason why from then on till today, white people is all over us. They take away maybe the drawers off of your skin and wear it, and while you don't have none. Basically, you know, you understand what I'm saying there, right? I am telling you, if you look at the first 100,000 years, contrasted it with the second 100,000 years, it is a different experience, my friend. And then the first 100,000 years, you didn't hear of any flood. No. From 450,000 years until, you know, our time, which is 200,000 years ago. If you look and see for all the time from 400,000 years to 200,000 years ago, you don't read of any thing or human did anything, because there was no human being civilized then until 200,000 years ago. All right, so divide the 200,000 years ago of mankind creation and development. The first 100,000 years of human being civilization, we don't read one thing negative that the gods and their creation had any war, any problem, or we transgress and do wrong things against the God. We don't read none of that. When I'm talking about Adam and Eve in the garden, sin against God, it's simply because we are defiled in our imagination and interpretation. Because all of these things we are believing and following after the second 100,000 years started. And it started with the sexual violation, where our taxonomic blood was mixed with the taxonomic of a different species, if you understand that. White people have a different taxonomic blood from we, the hybrid people, with a mixed blood. You know, today, if you want to know your blood type, how would you know your blood type since the last 100,000 years? You'd have to go through some serious, serious type of a scientific, to sort it out, it's going to be a very, 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 I mean, hardiest thing. I don't say it cannot be achieved. I think it can be achieved. But these white people now who say they're running government, they're not interested to tell us exactly what we were from what we were not. No, they want to draw us and pull us in to what they to do with us. Can't you see that? They do anything to us right now, don't they? Yeah, and they make law to do it too. Them commit all of the evil, all of the sin against us, not against themselves, against us. And then we come after nothing right now this day. It doesn't matter if you have millions of dollars. How many of us have $1 million? Right? Or even $10,000 in the bank. You know? So if you don't see the difference between the first 100,000 years of development in human development, if you can't see the difference between the first 100,000 and the second 100,000 that began, that we just full right now, 200,000 years in existence. If you can't see the difference, you don't know the difference between BC era and AD era that these sodomites use, commander, their rule, then you're perishing. But I am trying to show you the difference with our brain from our foreparents' brain under the first 100,000 years. There was no problem. Only the crooks in government get millions of dollars from the people. Yeah. And you have some other people who earn some money because they work hard, and based on what they do, they earn some money. Yeah, but you're talking about few of the people. You're talking about who is government that is taking your taxes, you know, and decide whether or not you commit a crime. You can't have sodomites deciding if you commit a crime, and they commit all the crime. Like, look at Trump right now. They are blaming Trump for what Trump tried to, like, you know, take over the government and turn it off into something else. Right? Now, didn't they do the same thing when it comes to America? Why are they, like, getting on top of Trump? Trump is doing identically what all of them did when they come in America and the rest of our territories. That's exactly what they did, because, and even as a matter of fact, they did worse, because Trump is jumping on themselves. They're saying, hey, you know, I don't accept the Constitution. And while some other of them talking about, oh, the Constitution say. Trump know that the Constitution is folly. They know that, because there is kingship in America thousands of years before they came here, say 400 years ago. What is 400 years ago to 30,000 years ago? Our people were here. And now they're playing it down like, oh, nobody wasn't here. They are the one who come here. While you're reading in the history what they say, why some, those who, the pilgrim and Puritan, right? Pilgrim come from England, and the other sect come from either England or in Europe, right? So, in 1610, the pilgrims came, and they said they were running away from persecution of church, right? A lie, because there was no religious persecution. They didn't say church, right? Because back them time, they didn't get settled and cause people to the church yet. Right? But I think they talk about Christianity in a certain way, but their mission was a mission to destroy the African people. It's not wealth. They wanted wealth, of course, but for a lesser reason. They wanted to make us sodomite like themselves, because that's the only, as you can see, they don't ease up to make law to marry two same-sex people. Oh, they're not even people. They are pirate. They are primates, right? They now learn from us about law, that because 1.5 million, what now? 3.5 million to 4 million years. They only make stone tools. They don't know nothing. They don't know anything. The reason why we are sitting here and allowing them to do what they do to us is simply because our brain is still sick. Those of us who may, you know, begin to find enlightenment, you know, are a few of us still compared to the rest who don't know anything and still going to the church. You see, church means that your brain is so bad that unless you get help, that's all, you're going to perish. Because look, we never worth anything besides working, because that's, they read it even in the Christian Bible, that God never did make us to do anything but to work for God. But look at the nonsense that entails. I mean, how would God, who is a spirit God, want to make people of flesh and blood for the first time to work in a garden? Do you see what they were supposed to do in the garden? Was God the spirit going to eat any of the food of that garden? There's a lot of things that we will never want to know, because our brain is delinquent and we don't make any sense. That's what is happening. You believe, and belief is not showing you anything of knowledge. When you go to school, you don't do a class of believing. Believe is a verb, is a doing word. Okay? That's right. And there is no way you look at knowledge and see what knowledge is. My friend, this is a very important point to make. The difference between belief and knowledge. Let's see here the difference. And I'm going to show you something virtuous that we're supposed to know. And it is, all right, now, knowledge is a noun. See here? Fact, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. You don't see no doing here is something, it's a different power. You know, knowledge is something you... When you become acquainted with something, right, it's a mental function, right? But your conscious mind don't move to do anything. You go to school and your brain learn certain things, right, that are not belonging to a knowledge, a belief system. It's not something you believe in. It's something you learn, right? You learn something. And that is knowledge, a noun, like you call it, the name of a thing, right? So you can see clearly that knowledge is a requirement, and if you don't have it, your head is not going to work well, right? So I'm showing you the difference of what I am saying, and if you think a white people can mess with us when we know the truth, you make a sad mistake, because they are dismantling the meaning of words to get us where we are here today, sick and unable and disabled. That's where they got us. And no matter what they do to us, we will never be able to, like, rebuke them. You can't rebuke white people because, I mean, you can't tell them that, you know, I mean, two people with the same sex, you know, is contrary to nature itself. They don't care nothing about that, because what? They come from apes. Now, which African person you think is going to object to you telling them that? as bad as they may be, gone down the drain. But they know certain common sense stuff that they don't go against it. All right. So I show you what knowledge is. It's a noun, like you call the name of something. You see that do anything? No, it don't do anything. Because it's a name of, it's something that exists. All right. Now, I'm going to Google, believe. All right. Believe is a verb. It's something you do when you believe something. You probably think believe work like knowledge. Knowledge is not a doing word. Hello. Why am I talking about this? Because you must know what you do in a church is a believe thing. Do you know what you believe? No. What's the difference with knowledge when you go to school and learn something or learn it? Anything you learn, it is a noun. When they are telling you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a wrong, it's a violation of psychological, it's a psychological breach. When you tell a person to believe you and you're not giving them the facts, you are only promising them and you are telling them, you know, there may be instances where you probably want to work out a situation and you want somebody to have trust in you handling the situation. A lot of things happen in the world like that. But my friend, you know, you cannot make it something that you do, you know, no matter what. No, you have to do that to somebody that who will treat you right. You know, if you're going to entrust them with your believing in them, it's different from knowledge. If you exchange knowledge with someone, you don't take away nothing from them because it is, you can't exhaust knowledge. The knowledge that you have, if you tell someone, not unless you are in a competition making something, but academic knowledge and stuff like that, you know, nobody don't really have anything to gain if they hold it to themselves. And, you better share that knowledge because everybody needs it for the good of everything. So what I'm trying to tell you, when you go to church, you are in church. I mean, in every given 100% ways, you are being conned when you go to church because it is not knowledge of anything that brought you to the church. You see, and that's what the white people who come here and invade. If you notice that white people invade our territory, I want to make it seem like, oh, I don't invade, they invade it like a nice thing. Caesar Augustus gave decree all men should be taxed. And they're talking all these kind of stuff that don't make no civilized sense. And we believe it. Now, when I sit here and I tell you the difference between knowledge and belief, how much do you think that value? And which class have you taken to explain this to you? You think they taught me this in high school? No. And when I took legal courses, it didn't teach me that either. But I tell you what I learned in high school as a knowledge, it helps me to know these things I'm talking about. Because whilst I am dealing with words and situation, it's a knowledge thing. And my eye come open to something. It's knowledge. I didn't really do anything besides learn something. But if you tell me about I need to believe in something you're saying, I have to give in my spirit, my everything. You know, put it in you and say, in you, I trust. All right, I trust mean I consciously do something outside of when you're reading a book and you learn something. That's different. You know, if somebody tell you something and you, it would be just as you are reading a book and you learn the same thing they tell you. that person didn't lose anything when they tell you and you understand it. So the difference between belief and knowledge is like night and day. So you're going to church not because you have knowledge of one single thing that they are doing in other church. And that is the sodomite power to rule over people is belief in what you don't even know. You see, I just told the story about a popular African man. He's an astrophysicist. And I heard him talking, and he speak about his belief. I said, oh, boy, this is a very educated man. And I could tell that he really doesn't understand that part of knowledge at all, right? because he shouldn't be using belief in the part of speech that he should say knowledge. My knowledge is. And I think that's what he meant to say, but he doesn't know. Like, he's oblivious. So, yeah. So I send him a post and I ask him, a man with your education, I mean, paraphrasing it. I said to him, you know, for you to be where you are, you know, you go through a lot of learning to get where you are. But you're talking and you're using the word believe, you know, that you believe things. Yeah, I asked him, when you, in all of your education that you've been through to get into the kind of a esoterical field you're in, did you take a class that taught you how to believe and how not to believe in anything? And first of all, he behaved like he was confused. You know, I thought the way I asked him is clear, because I'm saying to learn to do this or not to do this. Right? That's plain. Right? To me, it is plain. Oh, more plainer can it be? You know? So he said, yeah, he doesn't understand me. He doesn't know. He don't know what I'm saying. So I repeat what I said to him. And then he came back. And he said, are you saying? No, he's repeating now what I say to him. And he gets it right. He realized, because this is not a dumb guy, he realized that I'm asking him a very, very unusual question. That how many body on earth really ever asked a question like that? So everybody go down in the, you know, whether you're a Christian or not. And this guy, he's not a Christian, who I'm telling about. No, he's not a Christian. And he's anti-Christian belief and all that. But yet still, in his delivery and talking his thing, he's misusing a word. You know, are misusing two words. I mean, really, you know, because he's violating, he's using belief in the wrong way, and he's objecting in a certain way to knowledge. And knowledge is really what he's about. So what I'm trying to tell you, the amount of confusion element in people, you get so much right, but you have something that is like sucking out the effects of what you're saying. This brother, who is an African man, very revered around the world, astrophysicist, he can know all about the stars and the moons and all the things that are out there, but failure to use words in that sense to a loss. You know what I mean? It sucks out a lot of juice. I mean, that much of a juice out of what he's saying, because he's using words improperly, and if he had used it right, he would help more people and feel stronger within himself. But This time, somebody asked him a question about that. And then he says, you know what? He said to me, no. If that's what you mean, no, I've never taken a class. No, he's talking my language now, or the language we are supposed to be talking. So he said, he said, no, I've never taken a class like that to teach me how to believe and not to believe. He said, he followed up and said, but I don't know what type of class that would be. You know, I'm tickled when he said that, because I find out that, okay, now he understands what I'm asking him. Why is he using believe that way? And tell you what, I think the brother has not gotten over that. Because guess what? He wrote two posts to me last exchange, one after the other. And then he blocks me from writing back to him. None of those two posts would not take me to where I could respond to him. I tried over and over. He sent me into the bushes someplace else when I click on them. Now, that's not good. That's not good. If you're so high that somebody asks you a decent question, not trying to demean you in any kind of way, kill respectfully. Why run away from the person who is asking you? You shouldn't do that. Now, these are things I talk to people on the radio frequently about. Anything I know, I just tell people. It's going to work. If he keeps that up, he's keeping himself down instead of going up. When you see something, it doesn't matter where you get it from. It, you know, as long as you see something that is good for food, eat it. Okay, all right. I think we have gotten over that right now. My friend is writing me some things here, and I want to read some of what my friend is writing here. Let's hear. Yes. Only the crooks in government, millions of dollars from the people. The white crackers. They are more than crackers. You know, I don't know. Yeah, they are even more than crackers. White crackers. All right. They... Some lying son of a bee. Yeah. You really? Yeah. This dumb black people. Except that there's no black people, though. I have to disagree on black people. We are not black people. We are hybrid. For the first time on the earth, the God's going to make hybrid people out of two different blood that is the blood are similar. They're positive together, not negative and positive. But to create a hybrid, a mule, donkey, and horse, you know, their taxonomy can make a good product like the mule, right? Well, so do we. The earthling species is called white sapien, and these white people want to call us Homo sapien because through their interbreeding with us, they are claiming in a secret kind of way that they have a right to be called sapien too because they get sapien blood. But no, who gave them sapien blood? Nobody didn't give it to them, right? But they want to start calling themselves sapien because they don't have anything to hold on to. Now, but who see and know that? I don't hear anybody say nothing about that. They're calling themselves Homo sapien. They are not sapien. You see, we are wise sapien species. Is wise sapien. Neanderthal and us come from the wise sapien. We are subgroup. And these white people are getting away with more than murder when we allow them to do these things. Listen, it doesn't matter how much white people around you. If you're talking this thing and you're talking it right, you know, you just need to know everything pertaining to this thing. Because these white people, they know a lot. But look, critical thing that they have, you know, they don't know that. And they have too many things hanging out that don't make no sense that you to kick them down, you know, I mean, it's in sequence. Kick them down and leave them paralyzed, if you know what to say. And, I mean, you can't too much of them at the same time because none of what they say can overturn what one person say, as long as you have it right. Now, let's go on with some more of this. Because I like this. All right. Like I say, all right. He says, we are dummy now because we are hybrid dummies. Once these people invaded our folks 100,000 years and sexually assault them with their rhesus monkey blood, that's what corrupt our brain, why we grew up to parents that don't have no sense if you look at it. Right? And a lot of bad things happen to us. Still right now, we are under their, what they call, AD and Adamani government to kill us. Kill Saddam. Kill, I mean, anybody in Europe and everything like that. And nobody will come after them and prosecute them. So you know that Africa, who give them the key to go about and do this thing, whatever they want, is out of their mind. Can't you see? 100,000 years ago. So if you know why the world is the way it is, you hear it first today from me, but my friend, I don't claim no credit for that because you know what? It is the Almighty mercy that helped me to understand. To me, for me to talk this, I don't have no kind of reservation to talk this because I want to talk it to anybody who have the guts to bear it, right? That's it, the way it is with me. And I'm not losing anything. When I tell what I know, I'm not losing, I'm gaining. You see what I mean? So nobody cannot empty my knowledge base at all because, look, it is not an object that you can take any from me. When you get it, you don't take anything from me. I still have the same amount, right? And my inner, growth, and my survival and my increase is going to be more. I'm going to get more knowledge. The more I talk, what I know, I get more knowledge. So that's the way it is with me. And I know I am supposed to tell it to whoever, you know, I am to do it. Make that my duty to tell it. Because, look, I am helping myself and I'm helping somebody else. What a beautiful thing that is. Now, that's the way I see it. And so far, as my calculations serve me, I am right. I don't find anything wrong yet. So make me feel what me wrong by telling me. I appreciate that, too, because I'm going to listen to everything you tell. Every word you tell me, I'm going to get into the reasoning, mechanically and take it apart and see if you're telling me the real stuff. Yeah, I have my word science room. Yeah, that I take words and pull them down and put them back up. All right, your definitions I'm talking about. All right, so good. Just like I'm saying, I use our name or whatever we will call the record that represent us. We are represented as the first anatomic human being, wise human being. We are represented like that. And these are the names that we are to use. The word black people originate by white people, because they think that blackness carry an energy that demotes us. You see, and now that they make us poverty-stricken people, they had, you know, more force to call in black by perception somebody who don't really value nothing, right? Now, we don't really care about what they think about we not value anything, but we care about giving them tools to beat us over our head unnecessarily. So we don't go off of what them say. We go off of what we know, right? We know black, right? So they can call themselves white, and we can call them white if they want. You know, us to call them white, that don't mean nothing. But they ain't going to call us a color that we ain't not, and we don't exist by a color. We exist by a red blood, right? Whatever skin you have on the outside here, it never do anything for you, except maybe some people like your skin color and they want to be with you for sexual reasons and stuff like that. Apart from that, my friend, you know, I there was a time I didn't know no better, but now I do, right? So I am against referring to yourself as black, because we never call ourselves black. We don't have nobody at all on our side in our culture that started to call us black. The fact that white people are doing it and has, they're the one who started it and create this separation between African people and themselves, well, we don't follow them with what they think about us. Let them follow us based on what we think about them. All right. Now, they're coming from ape. We not come from ape, right? We know that for a fact. And anytime we really bruise them with the fact, they will run. Dumb. A better name to call them too than black is to call them primates. Call them monkey, right? Call them, you know, all kind of monkey out there with names to call white people, because that's where they come from. Instead of calling them black, because it compliment them when we call ourselves black, or call ourselves what? refer to ourselves as black people. No, don't refer to us as black people, because call us by the record. We are wise human beings. And first of all, the distinguishing word is anatomic. A-N-A-T-O-M-I-C. I think that's the way it's spelled. Anatomic. We are different from white people. They don't have the same brain we have. We have cerebrum, cerebellum. Two different side of brain. They don't have that. They lust after each other's buttocks. We don't do that. And if the only way you see African people are going like them a sodomite is since 100,000 years ago. Not the first 100,000 years ago. They pull us into a whole bunch of evil and are not immune from being drawn into evil, because we were not created with sin proof or something like that. No, we were created from a hearthling, and I don't see nothing except that we are created with good intelligence, being civilized, a way of life. It's called polytheism. The gods, the way the gods live, right? They are righteous from their culture, and that's the way the blood works inside of us. What is most precious about us is just that it accommodates the God and keep them from making their own personage to work, to do the work that they were doing, because their own strike, they didn't want to do no more work. So that's how they make an hybrid and put their blood inside of us to be civilized enough to help them and to be of, you know, of service to them. And they had serious work to do by mining gold for their planetary problem they're having, right? And they create a being that could do that kind of work. That's how we come about. A happenstance. There was no heaven and earth waiting for us when we were created. No. But there is something that could take us up to the heaven as a hybrid, though. Yeah, we could get longer life to live if under some circumstances. There was Enoch that they take up to the Nibiru heaven and taught him science to come back, you know, and teach what they call the first priesthood was African people. Was not white people call themselves priesthood. They tell you about they morph on themselves our character, and I use it like, you know, they're the one who started all. If we learn the truth and begin to talk the truth, these sodomite white people will run. They would run long time ago. Because I'm here talking, and not one of them would come up and face me and say, what these are you talking about, man? You know what I mean? None of them will face me because they find out, you know what? I have more bullet in my gun than they do. You know? And what I mean is not an actual gun, because I never own a gun, and I'm glad for the bullets in my mouth. Okay. All right. Well, if I were sent on a mission here, I didn't know that. So I didn't choose to do anything. I just come and find myself me. And what I see, and I talk about what, you know, I can't talk about what I don't know. I talk about what I know. Yeah. So it's a big, big thing. Time has changed. These white people are going to find out. We ain't playing fun to tell them, get out. Get out. Because we have jurisdiction, you know. When they come here and kick out all of the people out of America here, we had kingship. And they work. And because these people were not equipped to tell the truth in history, they get kicked out by these sodomites. Now, they can come to me and try to kick me out and see what happens. You know, I mean, as long as I have breath inside of me, they can't find a way to do that. Because I would flip them long before they, you know, even try to get a grip. They have no grip, okay? I know where they come from, and I'm ready to tell them. I'm ready to call them names that fit them, I mean, from history. It's in a no-win situation, and it's time to get the sodomites out of our territory. You know, see? All right. So let me read again. The hybrid people go to these demonic churches. Yeah, that's what happened. 100,000 years ago, the demons get into us, and we start believing in the Bible. You show me we're in the first 100,000 years of our development in Africa that we were believing any strange things. But no strange thing didn't happen before, though. It seems 100,000 years it happened. And here we are today, crazy, need to go into mental institution. Here it goes. It says, they get inducement. What? They get inducement. Inducemented. Indoctrinated. Yeah. Yeah, we do. I mean, I grew up into that. From age 7 until I am over 50. Yeah, me too. Some they think is real or false reality. Yeah, yeah. But you see, it's a confusion that we are into right now, trying to think that we are praising a God that created us, and we don't know the distinction between Bible and history. We don't know the difference between AD and Adamani and BCE era. We don't know. So that's too thick of a confusion for us to even begin to realize that we are lost and need to know the real historic truth about ourselves. Yes. Some they think is real, a false reality. A false reality. indoctrination from childhood. Absolutely. These are the evil that destroy the world. Because when you grow up and you don't know the right thing to think, is what you think guide you in the right way? Or will put you in the wrong, on the wrong course of thing? And when you really don't know how to correct yourself, you just go ahead and do wrong things. Some know the truth, but still follow. Still follow the nonsense. Yeah, because they're confused. You know, I mean, we sometimes, when we don't get, you know, let's say the full understanding of things, of course we kind of think and say something that we don't understand. That's true. So, you know, I get to the point where I don't blame anybody, you know, unless if they hear you tell them something good and they decide, say, oh, I don't want to hear about that, because they feel like you want to take them away from Jesus, and they, since they think Jesus is the thing and you can't really do nothing to help them, you have to make them perish, because those people in the flood, those who were not righteous were drowned because the God didn't like them. And these white people were some of them too, because back there, some 11, 13,000 years ago, they were these white people were already talking and stealing and doing all kind of things. And the God, they're a part of the reason why the God didn't want to save none of us at all. They wanted to kill out humanity completely. But something happened among them that caused our species to exist. And here we have these white people coming to talk about they are our species now. And they are hominid. The hominids, them, most of them dead out. I mean, but so now they come and do these kind of stuff with us, like I tell you about back crossing and introgression, miscegenation. They did. And you see how they follow us? They know something about us. You think white people would be just coming after us out of nowhere? No. When they talk about they're coming to our place and invade us, they already know from thousands of years ago what they were going to do. And that's what they carry out. So, my friend, if, you know, we can't, if we cannot we cannot hear and distinguish things, we are out of the way. We will perish because we don't have any other value than to live righteous and clean, okay? And if you live after the flesh, you will perish indeed. Some part of the Bible tell you that, but it doesn't make the Bible a book for you to read and tell you things, because we have history to guide us, and all other books that people write that are on point and can help you grow in good knowledge and preserve your soul. You know that the gods who created us, of course, they want to see us prosper. That's the reason why we are here, because they could kill us all long time ago. So you got to respect that when you live the right way, yeah, you are being seen, you are being counted by the God as somebody that is good. All right. So you want to live out your life that way. Whatever happened in the spirit world, you are in the mix of things. But if you go there with your, you know, your soul sour and all them kind of thing, then no God is going to pay you any attention. You will go where the sufferers go. All right. Now, let's get this now. And just a second. I give you just a little tune, and I'll be right back here.
by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, my friends, let's get to it here. Yes, my friends. I tell you, civilization is what we must know. Why people don't want to talk nothing about civilization. They don't want African people to know nothing about civilization. They are glad that they can con us with A.D. Anadamani. You know, A.D. Anadamani is foolishness. It is not law because, you know, these white people don't want to think that law ever exists before their time. You know, and I'm glad that the truth is coming out and it's not going to spear them. You see what I mean? Because the truth is as such that the whole bunch of foolishness and garbage that these people are writing and publishing in the world over the last 2,000 years, it's time for it to hit the trash. Right? The fire is time. And they are going to be, they are up against the ultimate, where people are going to know who white people are. Okay? It must be known who they are, spoiling the civilized world. It's not going to go on any further than where it's at right now. Anybody in the reach of my voice and can know when you hear something that spells knowledge for you. You don't let it go. No, you don't. But if it doesn't mean anything to you, you go on about your business and believe in Jesus died on the cross for you. Right? You will never know better if you continue to think along that line. All right. Here we go. Did you know after 100,000 years ago, Europe go viral. Hybrid people went virus. Do you understand that?
Did you know after 100,000 years ago, Europe go viral? Hybrid people went virus. Do you understand that? At least, you know, based on what I've been talking about, you might be able to know what I mean. Because their brain teach them how to destroy us and take away what we have and make false government and all those kind of stuff. And we become impotent and relegated. Mentally, we believe every foolishness, even discrimination. We believe actually anything these white people write. Because guess what? We are afraid of them because they have ultimate power to kill you and there's nothing to it. Well, I'm telling you right now, it's over with. We are never at that point, but because we are left without knowledge, we just go on and try to live and succumb to these white people fucking asshole and determined to use the Bible to get all of us to be sodomites. Okay? That's no joke. Did you know? So 100,000 years ago, Europe primate hominids went viral, progressive, in an uncivilized way, yeah. But the hybrid people went virus. Yeah, because that R-H-E-S-U-S, the Reese's blood where they put inside of us, continue to rotten away our brain. And you don't know that. It is a fact. Okay, if you're reading, you will know it is a fact. Rather than buying people's ideas and think that, Tim don't know what he's talking about. People you listen to, do they read it? Read it from where the Bible? Bible is not a record of the past at all, right? You don't find no God and any Jesus there. Well, if you think that God and Jesus and the devil exist, I could see why you want to keep believing in it. But if you don't find anything to identify in what you're reading about God and Jesus and Satan, then you need to look for something that has knowledge in it, right? And if you want to be biased against that, you know, I mean, I'm putting something down that is, you know, advisable, and if you look into it, you'll find something there, I think, rather than keep on believing nonsense. Now, empiricalism, based on concerned with empiricalism. You know what empiricalism is? We'll find out. It's based on concerned with or verifiable by observation. Now you're getting a sense of what empiricalism is. It is based on something. Something that is based on something relevant with it. It concerned with. Okay, imperialism. That's what it means. When something is true, is connected. Okay, in a positive sense. Yes. Verifiable by observation or experience rather than theory. You see, it is not just something that somebody framed up or, you know, or pure logic. So he says, are verifiable by observation or experience, something you experience. It's a factual thing. You experience it rather than theory or pure logic. Because something can be logical and it's irrelevant. In its sense, you know, in a certain context, you know, it's logical, but if it is not placed into empiricalism, it must have something of substance, like it says here, it's concerned with, verifiable, you know. You're not just believing foolishness. You know, if you believe in anything when it comes down to serious matters, your belief must be based on something you know about, that you are relying on, you know, that you're concerned with, and it's based on its observation or experience rather than, you know, you're talking an answer till. That is empiricalism, right? And you can say empirical. It's empirical. It's true. It's concerned this. It's based on this. It's empirical. It's knowledge then. You know, you can't have anything supposed with empiricalism. Okay? They provide considerable empirical evidence to support their argument. Publisher summary. This is a very, very, very nutritious type of what we call it. You know, this preface here is very, very strong for your thinking and how you are to position yourself, you see, in the situation. So he says here, they provided considerable empirical evidence to support their argument. Publisher summary. All right. Mental retardation. No, my friends. Don't deal with empirical stuff, okay? Because you have to have facts, proven facts, evidentiary facts. So now we're going to go on into mental retardation. And when people are not talking right, they are not thinking right, and a lot of confusion begin to rotten out whatever little thing you have would go on the cognitive side, right? So now clean out your brains of foolishness. You can do that. Begin to move foolishness out of your brain if you can identify. Otherwise, your brain is as deteriorated too bad that you probably need serious help to get you out if you can come out, because you might be too diseased with a whole bunch of foolishness that you're already convinced of to be true and cannot allow anything else to enter. All right, so it goes on. It goes on to say that this chapter provides evidence in favor of the position and against the position that mental retardation is a learning disorder. The chapter focuses on empiricalism's influence on mental retardation research, particularly in the United States. Hear that? In the United States? You don't know what you say when you talk about United States. You have to say America. And then ask what all of these foolishness doing in America. You can understand what you call United States, but not America. Because it is since America that everything fouled up and having its rest in the dust. research in mental retardation has been dominated by the philosophy of Lockean empiricalism with its emphasis on associative learning and sensory experience, right? Imperialism with its emphasis on associative learning and sensory experience, right? So no guessing. As the source of cognition and intellect. See that? Where somebody have a clean head and seeing things right. The field continues to be dominated by this philosophy despite persuasive evidence. Don't want to hear it. That it does not accurately represent the origins of intelligence. No. They want everything to go on confusing and sloppy and all that. The alternative philosophy of Cartesian rationalism argues for the innateness of the principles of mental operation and places the source of deficient knowledge acquisition on any individual's limited capacity for understanding, thereby directing the attention of thinking process that unfold during maturation. See what I mean? It's something that has to be nurtured from you're a child for you to think properly and to function properly. Yeah. The empirical, meaning the truth that will stand any testing, you know, and it calls for a conscious person to know what they are thinking and whether it's good or bad, because your thoughts refers to things, objects, and you can tell whether or not your thoughts are good if you are going to search up and find out the words that connects to what you're thinking. You can tell whether your thoughts are good or not, and then have a choice to perform what you see that is good. All right. So it goes on now to say immaturation review of research in mental retardation. Volume 15, 1988, page 1 to 232. Mental retardation as a thinking disorder, the rationalist alternative to empiricalism. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you are benefited from something that is going to elevate your understanding. And it's my desire for us to develop a greater understanding of the life that we are not acquainted with. And white people come into the world and you know, I mean, where we are today, you know, that not many people are going to come to good sense at all because of the white people, sodomites. So if you think they are doing some good things, I mean, don't just look carefully. These white people are not doing anything good for African people, nothing at all. And on every level, white people don't mean any good at all to the hybrid people at large. They don't care, okay? And if we don't find out the problem at its root, we cannot avoid getting a bad experience out of it. So may you be blessed and continue to walk upright. I find virtue in these things, and I don't want anything else to deal with. Blessings to you, and take care. And thank my guest today who dropped in and had quite a few things to say. No sound? Oh, she probably... say no sound. Probably when things got wrong. I mean, when they turn off the time at 6 o'clock, it could be that the case. All right, my friends. So you take good care, and we will be on the next episode. Take good care. And here is Luther Vandross.
When I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, never end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final
Favorable financial condition. I am unable to cope with this financial situation. It's causing an inflation of creation. I can't stand it no longer. The wicked get stronger. I can't stand this no longer. Cause the battle is getting hotter.
It's raining too long. It's past 400 long years.